full tilt. Insulin and its sugar cargo are turned away at the receiving dock. Instead, insulin instructs an enzyme called lipoprotein lipase to make fat cells turn sugar into more fat to store for later use. If you continue to eat sugar or protein, or if you have been eating lectins, which also block the loading docks, your poor pancreas keeps making more and more insulin to ferry all that cargo around and get it converted to fat. This is called insulin resistance. But in reality, Mighty Mouse and team have gone on a work slowdown or even on strike to protest the unfair working conditions. At their core, all the various diseases cited at the opening of the chapter involve a metabolic derangement, a mismatch between energy consumed and the ability of your workers, Mighty Mouse, to handle it, caused by the overconsumption of energy, food, primarily in the form of sugars and protein. Toss in saturated fats that transport LPSs into you, and lectins that release more LPSs, and it's no wonder the workers are on strike. Success story. ALS stopped in its tracks. I met Art S. 4 years ago when he drove his motorized wheelchair into my exam room. At 65, he was in the final stages of ALS, better known as Lou Gehrig's disease, the condition recently made famous by the Ice Bucket Challenge. Art was completely paralyzed, except for two fingers on his right hand, with which he operated the wheelchair controls. Bright and alert, with a loving wife and kids, he had been told that he would need a tracheostomy and a ventilator in order to continue to live. By wheeling himself in to see me, Art chose another path. 4 years later, as a practitioner and evangelist of my Keto Plant Paradox program, he still steers his wheelchair through Costco, still uses his two fingers, and still breathes on his own without a tracheostomy or a ventilator. If you know anything about the progression of ALS, you know that what you just heard is supposed to be impossible. In fact, it's not impossible, as Art will gladly tell anyone who will listen to his still strong voice. The ketone conundrum. So, why not just cut way back on sugar and protein and take the workload off your mitochondria by simply burning all that stored fat as fuel? Unfortunately, it's not that easy. If you ever did the Atkins diet, you'll remember that Dr. Atkins wanted everyone to get into ketosis, which he believed would burn stored body fat. But alas, your mitochondria cannot process fat directly from your fat cells. Instead, an enzyme called hormone-sensitive lipase has to turn your stored fat into a usable form of fat called a ketone. Your body works in elegant ways. Insulin is the single hormone to which this enzyme is sensitive. So, if your insulin level is high, your brain assumes that you must be chowing down for the coming winter, converting everything you eat into fat to tide you over when pickings are slim. And it assumes the last thing you want to do right then is convert that fat into ketones. So, insulin keeps hormone-sensitive lipase from working. On the other hand, if it's winter and you're not eating much, hormone-sensitive lipase is unblocked because there is no insulin being produced. And away you go, making ketones to send to Mighty Mouse and all. Once upon a time, this ketone backup fuel kept humans alive during times when food was in short supply. But we no longer have to scrounge for food in the winter. If you eat 365 days a year, as though it is endless summer, your insulin level stays high, the workers are on strike, and you can't access all that stored fat because high insulin is blocking hormone-sensitive lipase. Think water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. And this is exactly the scenario that halts a lot of followers of low-carb, high-protein diets, such as Atkins, South Beach, Protein Power, and Paleo. Even cutting out sugar does not diminish insulin levels because of all that protein. Again, the excess protein morphs into sugar and results in insulin release, which blocks the action of the hormone-sensitive lipase, preventing fat from converting to ketones. The side effects of this blockage typically manifest as headaches, low energy, aches, and the so-called Atkins or low-carb flu. To be clear, you have to cut out not only sugars, but also proteins to stop this process. Really? Both? Fat chance of that happening, you say? In fact, you are right. Fat will give you a chance. Eating fat is the key to unlocking fat storage. So, how do we fix this? As you probably suspected, given the title of this chapter, it involves ketones. Contrary to those low-carb, high-protein diets, you have to dramatically drop both sources of insulin-raising calories, sugar and protein, to get insulin levels to drop and to reduce the workload on your poor mitochondria. But how do you get ketones into those tiny powerhouses when your body can't make them? Thankfully, there's a way around this roadblock without the suffering involved with the low-carb flu. Like the old expression, if you can't beat them, join them. As you learned earlier, most of us eating the standard American diet have so much insulin currently blocking ketone production that producing our own ketones from our fat is really difficult. But plants have given us a break, another paradox. Luckily, you can eat or drink ketones that plants have already made for you. Several plant fats are composed of ketones, and paradoxically, despite being fats from plants, they can help you out of this mess. Medium-chain triglycerides, found in MCT oil, are 100% composed of ketones, which can plug directly into the Krebs cycle without any help from insulin. Solid coconut oil, meaning it is solid below 70 degrees, contains about 65% MCTs, making it another source of ketones. Another source of MCTs is red palm oil, also known as palm fruit oil, which is made of about 50% ketones. Butyrate, named for the ketone in butter, is the short-chain fatty acid in butter, goat butter, and ghee, clarified butter, and it's yet another small source of ketones. This gives us a lot of choices right off the bat. But let me remind you, protein is every bit as much your enemy as are sugar and carbohydrates. Talk about paradoxes. That is why many well-meaning ketogenic dieters will never get into and maintain ketosis. They make the mistake of taking their good MCT fats while still eating a generous dollop of animal protein in the form of bacon, spare ribs, beef, sausages, cold cuts, and other fatty meats, as well as high-fat cheeses. Please understand that you can swallow ketones all day, but as long as you keep eating animal proteins, which keep your insulin levels high, you will never get to the point of breaking down your own fat into ketones, which promotes weight loss. Moreover, for those of you who have cancer, let me remind you that cancer cells love animal products. The Cancer Connection and More. Let's take a moment to thank Nobel Prize-winning German physician Otto Warburg, who in the 1930s discovered the Achilles heel of all cancer cell metabolism. Unlike in normal cells, the mitochondria and cancer cells are unable to use ketones to generate ATP. Nor do they choose to combine sugar with oxygen to generate ATP the way normal cells act. Instead, cancer cell mitochondria rely on the extremely inefficient system of sugar fermentation also used by yeasts and bacteria. This means that the average cancer cell needs up to 18 times more sugar to grow and divide than do normal cells. That's not all. Cancer cells prefer to ferment sugar in the form of fructose rather than glucose. So there's another reason to give fruit the boot, and you will do that almost completely with this plan. If you or someone you love has cancer, we are going to starve those guys out of existence. Success story. Diabetes and cancer have disappeared. Melinda Y., a new 77-year-old patient, had diabetes, which was in itself serious, but her bigger problem was the large squamous cell cancers on both her legs. The tumors were too large for surgery, and chemotherapy is notoriously ineffective for lesions this large. She had heard in online chat rooms that all would not be lost if she followed what I had suggested for other cancer patients. She flew into Palm Springs for a visit. I immediately placed her on the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program. Within 6 months, not only did her diabetes disappear, but her cancers also completely resolved. It's an amazing but true story about the power of this program. While we are starving cancer cells, every other cell in your body, including your brain, can also use ketones to power Mighty Mouse and his clones. As a cardiac surgeon, I know that heart cells much prefer ketones to glucose for everyday energy use or when under intense performance challenges like running a marathon. If you are experiencing memory loss, Parkinson's, or neuropathy, exciting research suggests that the exhausted mighty mice in your nerve cells can come back to life if they are fed ketones instead of sugar. Success story. Slim, but still diabetic. As a 55-year-old dentist, Ralph K. was a healthcare provider, but his own health was poor through no fault of his own. Although he was slim, his type 1 diabetes made him dependent on insulin and had caused diabetic heart disease. He had already suffered a heart attack and had had stents implanted. Despite taking high doses of statin drugs, his cholesterol numbers were terrible. Ralph's prognosis was not good when he was referred to me. However, all that changed once he adopted the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program. His diabetes markers are now normal. His insulin requirements have fallen dramatically. He is off statins, and all of his cholesterol numbers have been in the normal range for 3 years. Diabetes and kidney failure are curable. If you have diabetes, let me reiterate that ketones do not need insulin to be delivered to your mitochondria. They get a free pass. Unlike everything you have almost certainly been told by your diabetic educator, fat is your friend. Say it with gusto. Fat is my friend. Another important thing you should understand is that protein, carbs, and fruit are your enemies, and fat and ketones are your friends. In contrast to the teachings of nutritionists who deal with the condition, diabetes is just a metabolic derangement brought about by too much protein, sugar, and fruit overworking your poor mitochondria. Diabetes is completely curable, a fact I see every single day. Speaking of fruit, fructose is one of the leading causes of kidney failure, one that you and your doctor, even your nephrologist, are almost certainly unaware of. Fructose is such a toxin that 60% of it is shunted toward the liver, where it is converted to the form of fat called triglycerides, which causes heart disease, and to uric acid, which raises blood pressure, causes gout, and directly damages your kidney's filtration system. 30% of fructose that you consume doesn't go to your liver, but heads right to your kidneys, where it causes a more direct insult to their filtering system. Remember, fruit is candy, toxic candy. As we've learned, fruit was good for one thing long ago, and that was to fatten you for winter. We could tolerate its toxicity for a few months in exchange for fat, because during the other 9 months, we could recover from the onslaught to our kidneys. But now, your kidneys receive 365 days of direct insult with no break in sight. To be clear, with the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program, you will immediately eliminate the vast majority of toxins that are killing your kidneys, namely lectins, fruits, and the excessive amounts of animal protein. Success story: kidney failure averted. When I met him at the age of 81, Jerome M. was HIV positive and in end-stage kidney failure as a result of an autoimmune disease called glomerulonephritis. This disease causes inflammation of the filtering system in the kidneys, known as glomeruli, which remove waste and excess fluid. He was taking high doses of the steroid prednisone and was scheduled for dialysis. Jerome agreed to go on the ketogenic version of the Plant Paradox program. After 10 months, he was able to stop the prednisone. In that time, his creatinine level dropped from 1.7 to 1.1, 1.0 is normal, and his cystatin C level, a high-tech kidney function test, dropped from 1.84 to 1.04, normal is 0.97. His GFR, glomerular filtration rate, also improved, going from 40 to 65, which is in the safe zone. He has now been off the prednisone for 2 years and never did need dialysis. Spare the kidneys. The best example of ketosis in action is a pregnant hibernating bear. She enters her den pregnant, but doesn't eat or drink for 5 months. During that time, she gestates her young, gives birth, suckles her cubs, and emerges from the den skinny, but with all her muscle mass intact. If she didn't spare her muscles, she couldn't hunt for food for her cubs. But the most amazing feat of all is that she doesn't urinate for 5 months. How does she do all this? She lives on the ketones from the fat that she stored for the winter. Now, kidneys have really only two jobs to do: get rid of water that you drink or consume in foods, and filter out protein waste byproducts. Like diesel fuel, protein burns dirty. Ketones, on the other hand, burn clean, like natural gas. Mama bear burns ketones and drinks nothing, so her kidneys have nothing to do, and therefore she has nothing to urinate. The kidney-sparing effect of the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program never ceases to amaze me. I even kept my elderly Yorkshire Terrier alive after she was sent home from the vet, who said that she would be dead within the month with kidney failure, and to simply keep her comfortable. Boy, did I keep her comfortable. She went on the raw pancetta diet. Dogs are carnivores, after all. By eating only the profoundly fatty Italian bacon, perfect for carnivores, but less so for humans, her edema and ascites, water in the abdomen, disappeared, and she rejoined our other three dogs and me in our morning jog. She lived 2 more years, dying at a normal, ripe old age. Success story. No need for dialysis. At 61, Guadalupe O was obese, severely insulin resistant, and in diabetic renal failure. She was scheduled for shunt placement and dialysis. Her daughter, who is a manicurist at the salon that cuts my hair, a shout out to Tracy, had heard about what I was doing in my clinic, so she brought her mother, who speaks no English, to see me. Guadalupe's diabetes was out of control, with a hemoglobin A1C of 12. Normal is less than 5.6. And her kidney function was nearing a GFR of 10. Safe is greater than 90. No wonder she was about to be put on dialysis. The poisons in her blood were at enormous levels. She immediately started the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program. That was 3 years ago, and Maria remains off dialysis to this day. Her hemoglobin A1C has dropped to as low as 5.8, but usually runs around 6.0 without insulin shots. She has dropped about 30 pounds, but her traditional diet of corn tortillas and beans and fruit proved to be a powerful attraction at times. Whenever we see her weight increase or her renal function start to worsen, her daughter helps her get back on track. No one should be on dialysis at her age. The Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program in practice. As you can see, these very outwardly different health conditions all stem from a single and correctable cause of mitochondrial dysfunction. If you have such a condition, instead of the basic plant paradox program, I strongly advise you to follow this variation, which further significantly reduces animal proteins and completely forbids fruits and seeded veggies, which are fruits. You can find the acceptable food list in the enhancement. What you'll eat. The Say Yes Please list for the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program eliminates almost all fruits, except those that are listed as resistant starches. All other fruits move to the Just Say No list. This is the main change, and everything else remains nearly the same as the basic program. Consume absolutely no fruit except for avocados, green bananas and plantains, green mangoes, and green papayas. Okay, nitpickers, okra is fine too. It is technically a fruit, but that mucusy stuff that many people hate binds lectins like a magnet. As far as fats go, initially concentrate on medium-chain fatty acids or the short-chain fatty acids in butter or ghee. But a word of warning, too much coconut oil or MCT oil in too short a time can give you diarrhea. As a starting point, aim for about 3 tablespoons spread out across the day and work your way up to what your system can tolerate. Meal plans for the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program appear in the enhancement. All Phase 1 and Phase 2 recipes are appropriate for this ketogenic program. A few more specifics. Macadamias become the preferred nut, with other nuts taking a supporting role. The sugar-free coconut milk frozen dessert remains, but the goat ice cream is now a no-no. You can still treat yourself to extra dark chocolate, but be sure it contains at least 90% cacao. Lindt makes such a bar, which is widely available. Animal protein sources drop to no more than 4 ounces, the size of a deck of cards a day, preferably in the form of wild fish, shellfish, and mollusks. If you have cancer, try eliminating animal proteins altogether. They contain a greater concentration of the amino acids that cancer cells use than do plant sources of protein. The leaves, tubers, and root vegetables you are eating provide all the protein you need, but your cancer cells cannot use. Egg yolks are virtually pure fat, and one your brain needs to function properly. Try a 3-yolk, 1-whole-egg omelet cooked in coconut oil or ghee and filled with sliced avocado, mushrooms, and onions. Sprinkle with turmeric and splash it with more ghee or macadamia, perilla, or olive oil before serving. Vegans can have half a Hass avocado with a dollop of coconut oil. Hemp seeds are a good source of fat and plant protein. Walnuts have the highest plant protein content of the nut choices. Greens, other acceptable vegetables, and resistant starches take on the role of being fat delivery devices. I often tell my keto plant paradox patients that the only purpose of food is to get fat into their mouths. For example, broccoli enables you to consume perilla oil, MCT oil, ghee, or any of the other approved oils. One of my favorite dishes is to simmer cauliflower in canned coconut cream, available at Trader Joe's, with curry powder and eat it with a spoon. Drench, and I do mean drench, your salads with olive oil, perilla oil, macadamia nut oil, or better yet, mix olive oil or these other oils with MCT oil in a 1-to-1 ratio. MCTs are flavorless, making them a perfect addition to smoothies. Boost fat burning. Intermittent fasting or stretching out the length between meals is especially effective early in the Keto Plant Paradox program, since taking the load off your stressed-out mitochondria is one of your principal goals. But unlike people on the conventional Plant Paradox program, you folks don't yet have the metabolic flexibility to access and use all that fat you have stored between meals. Instead, when you are not eating, you should supplement every few hours with a tablespoon of MCT oil or coconut oil. Otherwise, you may experience brain fog, feel weak, or get dizzy. Artisana, Calapo, Carrington Farms, and Spectrum all offer single-serving packets of coconut oil, which makes it easy to get your shots if you are on the go. Another good alternative is to have an Adapt bar. After a month or two, try eliminating one dose of coconut oil. If you feel fine, start to stretch out the time between meals. A diet for life. How long should you follow the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program? The answer varies depending on the condition that prompted its use. If you have cancer or neurological or memory issues, stay on it for the rest of your longer and better life. If you have been addressing issues of obesity, diabetes, or kidney failure and have succeeded in achieving improved health, the good news is that after 2 or 3 months, you may be able to switch to the regular Plant Paradox program. Start with phase 2 addressed in Chapter 9. On the other hand, if you go off the rails when you switch to this more liberal version of the program, return to the keto program ASAP. A few words of parting. As I've said before, none of the phases of the Plant Paradox program or this variation should be considered a race to the finish. The object is not to get through the program as quickly as possible. Rather than a competition, regard the program as a path to a lifestyle you can live with, a lifestyle that is life and health affirming. Always do what you can do with what you've got wherever you are. If you fall off the wagon for a day or two, simply climb back on. Once you have experienced the health enhancements the Plant Paradox program in either form offers, why would you do anything else? I will leave you with two particularly inspiring patient stories. May they encourage you to try the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program if you are facing a critical health issue. Success story. He beat cancer twice. A single parent with three lovely children, Earl F., is 53 and HIV positive. He first came to see me 10 years ago. But I did not see him again for 4 years, when he reappeared looking sheepish. He had just been diagnosed by biopsy with prostate cancer, with a Gleason score of 3 plus 3 equals 6, which indicates the relative aggressiveness of the cancer and therefore its severity. He had also gained 20 pounds in the interval. Could I help him beat the cancer? Earl went on the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program, eating generous amounts of flax seeds and supplementing with the brassica tea patented by Johns Hopkins. 2 months later, a much slimmer Earl's repeat biopsy showed no prostate cancer. He thanked me and, like before, disappeared, canceling his scheduled appointments. 3 years later, he suddenly surfaced again, looking sheepish and with a large healing incision on his scalp. He had recently undergone extensive neurosurgery to remove part of a huge glioblastoma multiforme, one of the most feared forms of brain cancer. Unfortunately, the tumor's location was such that not all of it could be removed. Earl was receiving both chemo and radiation therapy, but his research had convinced him that things looked bleak. Could I help again? Luckily, he was an old hand at the Keto Plant Paradox program, and we dove right in. We upped his vitamin D levels to above 110 nanograms per milliliter and added additional cancer-arresting supplements. Once we saw that he was making progress with the diet and his lab results, Earl scheduled his next appointment. But, as before, he disappeared. Then, 2.5 years after his surgery, he walked back into the office bearing CT scans, MRIs, and PET scans of his brain, all of which showed no tumor and only scar tissue. He also brought a picture of his three kids to show me how they were growing and announced that they were all going to hike around Europe for the summer. The Keto Plant Paradox program had returned their dad to them twice. I sure hope those kids make Dad eat a lot of olive oil over there. Success story. Dementia slowed. George P. was 85 when his son moved his wife and him to Palm Springs from their home in Florida after George was diagnosed with moderate to severe Alzheimer's disease. The relocation had not gone well. When a person with dementia is removed from his familiar surroundings, the dementia almost always worsens, as was the case with George, and he began wandering at night. The family was living on a tight budget, so a 24-hour care or memory care facility was not in the cards. After his son brought George to see me, testing revealed the presence of the APOE4 genotype, commonly called the Alzheimer's gene. He also had high insulin levels and sugar levels, typical of people with George's condition. His poor brain was starving for sugar. The entire family went on the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program, and I added some brain-enhancing supplements for George. Within a couple of months, he stopped wandering at night. A few more months, and he was engaging his son and wife in conversations and jokes, just as he had years earlier. I saw George every 3 months like clockwork for his new blood work, often drawing his blood myself to have more time to assess his status. About a year after his first appointment, I walked into the exam room to draw George's blood. On this day, his son and wife, who were always with him, were nowhere in sight. "Where's your family?" I asked. "Home," he replied. "Well, did someone drive you here?" I asked. "No," he replied, "I drove myself." The shocked look on my face must have surprised him. Getting up from his chair, he put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Look, I've been coming here every few months for over a year now. Don't you think I'd remember the way by now?" If I ever needed reassurance of my faith in the power of food, his question said it all. Chapter 11, Plant Paradox Supplement Recommendations. About 20 years ago, I used to tell my patients that supplements made expensive urine. That was before I started measuring the effects of vitamins, minerals, and plant compounds such as polyphenols, flavonoids, and other phytonutrients in my patients' biomarkers of inflammation. I also perform actual measurements of each patient's vascular flexibility using an EndoPAT device, an FDA-approved system that measures the ability of blood vessels in the arm to respond positively with increased blood flow following a brief period of blood flow restriction. I can now reliably tell when patients have changed their supplement regimen or even changed brands based upon these tests. Let me tell you why nutrient supplementation is a critical component of the Plant Paradox program. I can choose no better source to convince you of that than the United States federal government. Here is the actual wording in U.S. Senate Document 74-264. The alarming fact is that foods, fruits, vegetables, and grain now being raised on millions of acres of land that no longer contains enough of certain needed nutrients are starving us no matter how much we eat of them. When I lecture on this subject to healthcare professionals, I always ask them to guess the date of this document's release, so I'll do the same with you. A hint, this is not new information. How about it? Was the report issued in 2000? 1990? 1960? Not even close. It was written in 1936, 81 years ago. Even then, scientists knew that our soil had been depleted of vitamins, minerals, and its own microbiome. And that was in the days before the use of petrochemical fertilizers, pesticides, biocides, and Roundup. The mind boggles at what our soil contains now and what it doesn't contain. And we know for a fact that it's worse, as detailed in a 2003 report, comparing the mineral content of vegetables and fruits from 1940 to 1991. Why is this so important to you and your health? The reason my program is called the Plant Paradox Program is that plants are both our bane and our salvation. Our ancient hunter-gatherer ancestors consumed more than 250 different plants annually on a rotating seasonal basis. Those plants' roots delve deep into 6 feet of organic loam soil, teeming with bacteria and fungi to create an amazing terroir of minerals and phytochemicals within the plant's tubers, leaves, flowers, and fruits. The meat and fat from the animals that our forebears killed and ate also contained these phytochemicals because the animals they ate also ate those plants. Let's say that you eat an organic diet. You eat seasonally. You frequent your farmer's market, and you consume wild seafood, pastured chicken and eggs, and grass-fed meats and cheeses from A2 cows, as well as from sheep and goats. These are all great habits. Isn't that enough? Well, if you think that by doing so, you can get all the phytonutrients that our ancestors ingested from 250 different plant species, perhaps you would be interested in buying the Brooklyn Bridge. As the lab tests on many of my patients who are faithful organic eaters show, getting all of the nutrients you need simply cannot be done without supplements. What are the supplements in which most people are deficient, and how do you replace them? Vitamin D3. As I mentioned previously, the biggest shock to me is that most Americans have very low levels of vitamin D3. About 80% of the Californians in my practice were vitamin D deficient when they first enrolled, including 100% of my autoimmune and lectin intolerant patients. I have been shocked by how much supplementation some of my autoimmune patients need to get their vitamin D levels up to what I consider normal, which is 70 to 105 nanograms per milliliter for serum 25-hydroxy vitamin D, the active form of vitamin D in your body. because I measure vitamin D levels every 3 months, I can be aggressive with replacement. But if you are just beginning this program, please add just 5,000 IUs of vitamin D3 daily. For autoimmune disease, start with 10,000 a day. In the last 17 years, I have yet to see a case of vitamin D toxicity. In fact, I doubt that it exists. The B vitamins, especially methylfolate and methylcobalamin. Many of the B vitamins are produced by gut bacteria. So if your gut rainforest has been decimated, it is likely that you are deficient in both methylfolate, the active form of folic acid, and methylcobalamin, the active form of vitamin B12, sometimes called methyl B12. Moreover, more than half of the world's population has one or more mutations of the methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase MTHFR genes, which limits their ability to make the active forms of both vitamins. Many people, including myself, call the MTHFR mutation the mother effer gene, thanks to how the acronym looks. But if you were to say it out loud on network television, you would be bleeped. Visit MTHFR discussion websites and you'll hear people blaming a long list of health problems on this gene. The good news is that by swallowing a methylfolate 1,000 microgram tablet each day and putting a 1,000 to 5,000 microgram methyl B12 under your tongue, you can bypass the genetic mutation. Since you have about a 50% chance of carrying one or more of these single or double mutations, I think it is worth taking the active forms of methylfolate and methyl B12 just in case. Although they will not hurt you, if you are one of the few with one or both of the double mutations, you may notice increased excitability or, conversely, depression. Visit my website, www.drgundry.com, for more information on how to proceed should this happen. Why should you take these B vitamin supplements? Simply put, they contribute a methyl group to an amino acid called homocysteine in your bloodstream and convert it to a harmless substance. An elevated homocysteine level is correlated with damage to the inner lining of your blood vessels that is on par with elevated cholesterol levels. The B vitamin supplements almost always lower these levels to within normal range. The G6. Years ago, when Dr. Gundry's Diet Evolution was first published, I was asked to name the 6 most important classes of supplements that I felt everyone should have in their armamentarium for great health. We termed this the G6 in reference to the meeting of heads of states, now expanded to the G7, to determine the future course of the world and in reference to the first letter of my last name. Here is my G6 list. Polyphenols. Perhaps the most important class of compounds missing from your diet is the plant phytochemicals called polyphenols. Plants design these compounds to resist insects and protect against sunburn. Yes, fruit gets sunburned. So polyphenols provide you with a host of beneficial effects when metabolized by your gut bacteria. These benefits include blocking the formation of the atherosclerosis-causing trimethylamine N oxide, TMAO, from the animal proteins carnitine and choline, and, as I mentioned previously, actively dilating your blood vessels. These compounds are so important that I formulated my own blend called Vital Reds, available at www.gundrymd.com. The product combines 34 different polyphenols, as well as my favorite probiotic, BG30, into a powder that mixes easily with water. It took me years of painstaking research to design this product, and there is nothing else like it. However, as all my patients know, I don't even sell my own products in my offices, choosing instead to point out alternative sources of polyphenols. Some of my favorite polyphenols in supplement form are grape seed extract, pine tree bark extract, sometimes marketed as pycnogenol, and resveratrol, the polyphenol in red wine. You can find supplements at Costco, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, and online. My suggested doses are 100 milligrams of both grapeseed extract and resveratrol, and 25 to 100 milligrams of pine tree bark extract a day. Other great additions are green tea extract, berberine, cocoa powder, cinnamon, mulberry, and pomegranate, all of which, and many more, are in Vital Reds, but can also be taken separately. Green plant phytochemicals. Without a doubt, you cannot eat enough greens to satisfy your gut buddies, a fact that you will soon witness for yourself when your cravings for greens will increase exponentially in the coming weeks on the Plant Paradox program. An additional benefit of these greens is that they tend to suppress your appetite for the bad stuff that makes us fat. Studies have shown, for instance, that the phytochemicals in spinach dramatically reduce hunger for simple sugars and fats in humans, which is one reason that it is a key ingredient in the green smoothie, which I usually have for breakfast. Spinach is an ingredient in a lot of the greens, blends, powders on the market. But a word of warning about these phytochemical powders. I have not been able to find a greens blend without wheatgrass, barley grass, or oat grass as an ingredient. And lectins in grains and grasses are the last things you need to swallow. Last year, I finally designed my own green formula called Gundry MD Primal Plants, combining spinach extract along with 11 other superfood greens, particularly DIM, diindolyl methane, a remarkable immune-stimulating compound found in only minute amounts in broccoli. My blend also includes modified citrus pectin and fructo-oligosaccharides, FOS, as hunger suppressants and gut buddy stimulators. You can get the benefits without using this particular product. Spinach extract is available in 500 milligram capsules, and I recommend you take 2 per day. DIM is available in capsule form, and the usual dose is 100 milligrams a day. Modified citrus pectin comes as a powder or in 500 milligram capsules. Take 2 capsules or 1 scoop per day. My studies show that modified citrus pectin reduces elevated galectin 3 levels, a key marker of myocardial and kidney stress, by decreasing the types of bad bugs in your gut and improving the ratio of good guys. Prebiotics. The nomenclature of what goes on in your intestinal tract is confusing at best. Probiotics, which you now know, refer to the bugs that live in and on you. But prebiotics are the compounds that the probiotics need to eat in order to survive and grow. I like to think of these compounds as the fertilizer for the grass seed, the probiotics. It turns out that many of the compounds that are used for the treatment of constipation, such as psyllium powder or husk, work not as a bowel stimulator laxative, but as a food for your gut buddies. This makes them grow and multiply, accounting for that bigger bowel movement. Even more interesting is the fact that the gang members in your gut can't eat psyllium husk and other fibers, so prebiotics feed the good guys and starve the bad guys. One of the best prebiotics is inulin, an FOS that I have mentioned before. I like to call these fibrous sugars friends of Steve. And a mother's milk contains other important prebiotics known as galacto-oligosaccharides, GOS, which are designed to feed the gut bugs of a newborn. Yep, breast milk feeds the entire baby, not just the human part. My good friend Dr. Terry Walls believes that prebiotics primarily found in plants are so important that everyone should be eating 9 cups of vegetables a day, and as a reminder, producing poops the size of coiled snakes twice a day. Now, I applaud her efforts, But realistically, you are not going to eat that many vegetables every day, are you? However, because I completely agree with her, I designed a practical way around the need to get this stuff into you. GundryMD Prebio Thrive. It combines 5 prebiotics, including FOS and GOS, in a powder that you simply mix with water and drink daily. And believe me, you'll start seeing large snakes in the toilet bowl soon enough. If you want to duplicate my recommendation yourself, try psyllium husks. Start with a teaspoon a day in water and work up to a tablespoon a day. Also consider ordering GOS, which is available online. Good brands include Bimuno and Probiota Immune. Take a packet or scoop each day. Then add a teaspoon of inulin powder a day. Also, the sweetener, just like sugar, is primarily inulin. Lectin blockers. Remember my saying, do what you can do with what you've got wherever you are? Well, despite our best efforts, we all sometimes find ourselves in situations in which we must, or in which we accidentally eat some foods that contain lectins. You saw such incidents in many of my patients' success stories. The good news is that there are a number of helpful lectin-absorbing compounds on the market. I designed a formula early in my career to help myself in such situations, and after many requests from my patients, I've recently released it as GundryMD Lectin Shield. It combines 9 proven ingredients to absorb or block lectins from reaching your gut wall. Simply take 2 capsules before a suspect meal. Alternatively, you could take glucosamine and MSM in tablet form, but they are not the same ingredients as those in my blend. That may explain why only 50% of people taking these supplements report lessening of arthritis pain. Products such as OsteoBiflex or Move Free are available at Costco or other larger retailers. Also, consider D-mannose, which is also in my lectin shield, in a dose of 500 milligrams twice a day, particularly if you are prone to urinary tract infections. D-mannose is the active ingredient in cranberries, although the juice provides ridiculously small amounts. And ignore no sugar added cranberry juice. That claim means there is so much sugar in there already that they didn't have to add any more. Sugar defense. Speaking of sugar, as you well know, we are awash in it, not only in its most familiar form, but also in high fructose corn syrup and any simple carbohydrate that rapidly breaks down into sugar, including your favorite fruit. That's why I want you to think of fruit as candy. I have been impressed through the years that the addition of a few simple supplements has made a major difference in my compliant patients' glucose and hemoglobin A1C levels. Now, in the past, this has meant acquiring and swallowing 6 different supplements, but after listening to the complaints of my patients, I finally formulated my own product called GundryMD Glucose Defense. It combines chromium, zinc, selenium, cinnamon bark extract, berberine, turmeric extract, and black pepper extract. The latter enhances absorbability. In fact, if you pick up a turmeric product without black pepper extract as an ingredient, return it. You can take just 2 capsules twice a day to receive the whole spectrum of benefits. All of these compounds change how your body and insulin handle the sugars you eat. If you prefer, Costco sells a wonderful product called Sinsulin, which combines chromium and cinnamon. Take 2 capsules a day. Combine this with 30 milligrams of zinc once a day, 150 micrograms of selenium a day, 250 milligrams of berberine twice a day, and 200 milligrams of turmeric extract twice a day. Costco and online sources also offer U-Theories Turmeric, which is an excellent product. Take 3 of those a day. Because turmeric is so poorly absorbed, even when it includes a component of black pepper known as bioperin, very little reaches your bloodstream. This is a shame because curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, is one of the few antioxidants to cross the blood-brain barrier into your brain. Because of this, I have developed Biomax curcumin, my own formula of lipophilic curcumin, which is absorbed via a different mechanism and thus reaches much higher blood levels, and which I currently take daily. Long-chain omega-3s. I have been measuring RBC, red blood cell-bound, omega-3 levels in my patients for 10 years, and what I see scares me. Most people are profoundly deficient in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, and more importantly, DHA, docosahexaenoic acid. In fact, the only people in my practice who have sufficient levels of these brain-boosting fats without taking supplements eat sardines or herring on a daily basis. Even my patients from Seattle and Vancouver who eat salmon daily do not achieve these results. Why should you worry? Well, your brain is approximately 60% fat. In other words, ladies, when you want to call your husband or boyfriend a fathead, you unknowingly speak the truth. Half the fat in your brain is DHA, and the other half, arachidonic acid, AA, a great source of which is egg yolks. Studies show that people with the highest levels of omega-3 fats in their blood have a better memory and a bigger brain than people with the lowest levels. If that isn't persuasive enough, remember that fish oil helps repair your gut wall and keeps those nasty LPSs from getting across your gut border. I recommend choosing a fish oil that is molecularly distilled and comes from small fish, such as sardines and anchovies. I've been so impressed with the longevity data coming from the tiny fishing village of Acciaroli in southern Italy, where the diet is heavily based on anchovies and rosemary, that I've formulated my own omega-3 supplement with DHA, EPA, and rosemary extract. When taking fish oil, try to achieve 1,000 milligrams of DHA per day. On the back of the bottle, you will find the serving size, either per capsule or per teaspoon if it is liquid. Then look under ingredients to find the DHA content per capsule or teaspoon. Calculate how many capsules or teaspoons will get you at or above 1,000 milligrams of DHA per day. There are several good national brands. Kirkland Signature Fish Oil, 1,200 milligrams enteric coated, available at Costco and online, means no fishy burps. It has a blue, not yellow label, and is the supplement I took for years before developing my own formula. Omega Via DHA 600 is a nice small capsule that my female patients love. Carlson's Elite Gems can be swallowed or chewed. Carlson also makes an excellent lemon-flavored fish oil. Other supplements. In my practice, I have a 2-page list of supplements that I recommend to people, many of which I have combined into a more convenient form available at www.gundrymd.com. Space does not permit my going into detail about all the fantastic things supplements can achieve for a host of issues. In fact, it would take an entire book to do the subject justice. But for those of you who are interested in my products to address brain health, longevity, mood support, circulation support, amino acid support, liver support, prostate support, specific polyphenols, estrogen blocking for men and women, acne, hair loss and thinning hair, and a complete line of unique polyphenol-based skincare products that nurture your skin's microbiome, please visit my website. When I begin to see a common thread in patients' requests, or when I think I can design and provide a better or more convenient product than what is currently available in stores or online, I will make that product available on my website. Or you can always forward specific supplement questions to me at www.drgundry.com. To order any of my supplements, go to www.gundrymd.com. Additional supplements for the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program. If you are adhering to the Keto Plant Paradox Intensive Care Program recommendations, you will rapidly, often within days, use up glycogen, the sugar stored in your liver and muscles. This form of sugar is stored with a water molecule attached, which accounts for the rapid weight loss in this program. But along with the water, two important minerals, potassium and magnesium, are washed out. Both of these elements are responsible for keeping muscle cells from cramping. So many people complain about leg cramps early in the program. While disturbing, I view them as a sign that you are being compliant and following the program. But the supplement potassium magnesium aspartate can stop the cramps. Several companies make this in a standard form, usually 99 milligrams of potassium and 299 or 300 milligrams of magnesium. I suggest taking one twice a day. Occasionally, the magnesium will cause loose stools, so back down to one in that event. The meaning of a supplement. One final thought on supplements. Many people still believe that there is a supplement magic bullet. In other words, that one or more supplements will somehow correct an ongoing reliance on the typical Western diet, as well as cause everything to magically reverse course and heal the body. I can assure you that this is nonsense. And I say that because I have witnessed this misconception in my patients' blood work far too many times over the last 17 years. However, if you embark on the Plant Paradox program, many of these supplements will and do provide measurable benefits. I have presented studies on such benefits at prestigious national and international meetings. Remember, true to their name, supplements enhance the results of the Plant Paradox program, but they are not substitutes for the program. Part 3, which includes meal plans for each phase, recipes, and more, can be found in the enhancement. Acknowledgements. Without a doubt, my encounter with the patient who changed my life's arc, Big Ed, started me on the path that led from my first book, Dr. Gundry's Diet Evolution, to the one you are listening to now. Thank you again, Ed. Since the publication of my earlier book, tens of thousands of patients have come to Palm Springs or Santa Barbara to see me at the International Heart and Lung Institute, and within it, the Center for Restorative Medicine. Hundreds of thousands of other people have written to tell me about the success they have experienced by following Diet Evolution and the subsequent program, Matrix, on which this book is based. Without my patients' tireless search for health and their willingness to let me examine their blood test results every 3 months for years on end, the Plant Paradox would never have come to fruition. As my dedication says, everything I know or learned is because of you. Once again, my wonderful wife and soulmate, Penny, has not only endured many days and nights without the presence of my brain and attention while I was writing this book, but also the many days and nights without my physical presence while I was traveling to present the results of my research to a worldwide audience. She has also been my best critic of my early versions of the manuscript and crazy ideas for supplements. Thank you again for your patience and love. I have banked that love and promise to repay it with interest. As with my first book, this one would not have been possible without the tireless efforts of my collaborator, Olivia Bell Buell, who takes my wordy manuscripts and employs her wordsmithing magic to transform them into readable and usable books. This one has been more of a challenge on many levels than our first, but I'm so glad we both persevered to deliver you this wonderful guide for your health. My office is under the direction of Susan Locken, my right-hand woman, a.k.a. administrative assistant and office manager, who somehow gets me where I need to be, gets patients what they need, and keeps order in an environment that is constantly besieged by requests from people worldwide to somehow get them past the 7-month waiting list and in to see me tomorrow to address a life-threatening health issue. Without Susan, nothing in this book would have happened. Another huge thank you to Ada Harris, who reversed her own personal health issues by following the plant paradox, and now somehow juggles patient care and training while always showing a welcoming concern to any issue a patient might have. As we say, you go, girl. I cannot say enough about my former nurse practitioner, Jean Epstein, who collaborated on many of my research papers and brought joy and comfort to so many of our mutual patients. Not a day goes by that we all don't miss you. I cannot resist mentioning my younger daughter, Melissa Perko, who manages my wife's store, Zents, on El Paseo Drive in Palm Desert, but who also dives into my office for 4 months every summer to bring order to chaos. I know how much it means to you to have a chance to boss your father around, and how much it means to me to have you nearby. The kickoff for the Plant Paradox program couldn't have happened without my dear friend and supporter, the great chef Irina Socarese, and I thank her for her enthusiasm and tireless commitment to making vibrant health a reality for everyone. Having witnessed her skill in salvaging several of my toughest patients with nourishing and delectable food, I knew she had to develop the 3-day kickstart cleanse for phase one. Thank you, Irina. Another heartfelt thanks to Celia Hamilton of Palm Springs, who has guided so many of my patients back from the brink of despair and towards thriving health with her loving care and teaching and living my principles. Any of you who have visited my office have encountered my fantastic team of bloodsuckers who have convinced you to relinquish up to a dozen vials of blood every few months without pain. Believe me, nothing I have learned or written here would have been possible without Lori Acuna and her team. Thank you all. I owe a huge debt to my agent, Shannon Marvin, president of Dupre Miller, and her great associate, Dabney Rice, who connected me with Harper Wave, and then consistently and calmly kept everything on track. Thank you to my editors, Julie Will and Sarah Murphy, as well as publisher Karen Rinaldi at Harper Wave. You took my all-encompassing ideas and gently but firmly brought forth this guide to achieving great health. And thank you to the great support team at Harper Wave, Hannah Robinson and Elizabeth Preske, my copy editor, Trent Duffy, and production editor, Nikki Baldoff, Brian Perrin in marketing, and my publicists, Victoria Camella and Nick Davies. You may have never heard of me or my work without the amazing team at Golden Hippo Media, who collectively made www.gundrymd.com the premier health information portal it has become. They are also responsible for producing and marketing my formulas for supplements and skincare products for GundryMD. To all 450 team members, and you know who you are, thank you, each and every one. I wanted to name you all, but, well, that would take a whole other book. This is Stephen R. Gundry, MD. This production of The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain, presented by Harper Wave and Harper Audio, was directed by John McElroy and recorded at Rancho Mirage Music People in Rancho Mirage, California, engineered by Will Taylor. It was produced by Elgin Productions Incorporated. Executive producer, Iris McElroy. Text copyright 2017 by Stephen R. Gundry. Production copyright 2019 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.